This is Today in History, September the 2nd. On this date, in 1901, Vice President Theodore Roosevelt offered the advice, speak softly and carry a big stick, at the speech he gave to the Minnesota State Fair. Also on this day, in 1945, aboard the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay, Japan formally surrendered to the Allies, bringing an end to World War II.
I have received this afternoon a message from the Japanese government. I deem this reply a full acceptance of the Potsdam Declaration, which specifies the unconditional surrender of Japan.
In 2013, on this day, 64-year-old Diana Nyad becomes the first person to swim from Cuba to Florida without the use of a shark cage for protection. Nyad completed the 110-mile swim from Havana to Key West through jellyfish and sharks across the waters of the Florida Straits in approximately 53 hours.
Three messages.
One
is, we should never, ever give up. You're never too old to chase your dreams. The thing is, it looks like a solitary sport for the team.
Back in 1963, Alabama Governor George C. Wallace prevented the integration of the Tuskegee High School by encircling the building with state police. And on this day, in 1969, in what some regard as the birth of the Internet, two connected computers at the University of California, Los Angeles, passed data through a 15-foot cable.
So on September 2nd, the day after Labor Day, we connected this switch to our Sigma 7, and bits began to flow immediately. Everybody was there that day wondering, will it work? And everybody's ready to point the finger at each other if it didn't. Happily, it worked just fine. Next day, we had messages moving back and forth.
And at the same time, America's first automatic teller machine made its public debut, dispensing cash to customers at Chemical Bank in Rockville Center, New York. ATMs went on to revolutionize the banking industry. By the 1980s, these money machines had become widely popular and handled many of the functions previously performed by humans, such as check deposits and money transfers between accounts. The machines took over and would forever control your financial future. September the 2nd, 1969, on this day in history.